Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, I'm not giving up easily. I'm pretty ticked at Joe Biden's, I just call them anti-American comments. How can the former vice president say that the Iranian shootdown of one of our drones in international waters has anything to do with us? How is that our fault? Blaming the president, that is not right, and I'm very ticked about this. Anyway, continuing on with our coverage of what's going on in the world around us today, Kristen B. Tate rejoins us. She writes at KristenBTate.com. She's a contributor for The Hill. And, of course, you should be following her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. Sometimes she gets her columns mentioned by Brett Baer, which is a show I've never had my columns mentioned on at all. So I'm very impressed. Kristen, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kev.
Let's talk a little bit about Iran. How are you? I mean, you're libertarian. You're not a war hawk by any stretch of the imagination. How do you interpret what Joe Biden is saying and how people are responding today?
Well, I think it's very obvious how the media is reacting to what's going on and how Joe Biden is reacting to what's going on. Their narrative is very, very obvious. Everything is Trump's fault. And you know, what I find really interesting, Kevin, is this narrative that Trump is eager to go to war with Iran. That couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, he was running on a relatively isolationist platform in 2016, at least compared to the other Republicans. So this idea that Trump somehow wants to go to war is laughable. But I also think that when it comes down to it, Trump will defend America. And if that means we need to take action, I don't think he's afraid to do that either.
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how much more bellicose Iran thinks that they can get, because I don't think that this is the kind of administration that you're going to push around. But somehow they haven't gotten the message. Mexico got the message. China's getting the message. North Korea has gotten the message on some level. But Iran thinks they can kind of, you know, say, tell him to go pound sand. And I don't think he's going to take that well. We'll see. But, you know, it's yet to be determined. Hey, let's get into a couple of other things here in New York State, because I know that immigration is one of your favorite, you know, topics to write and talk and think about. The governor here is wanting to give driver's licenses to illegals across the board. Good or bad for the American people?
Definitely bad. I mean, if you want to encourage more illegal immigration, this is exactly what you do. You give people who came here illegally licenses. You allow them to use services subsidized by taxpayers, and you essentially, let them off the hook for breaking the law. Now, I would be more open to this kind of thing if we could first secure the border and come up with a zero tolerance policy at the border, but you can't start giving amnesty and driver's licenses and taxpayer-funded goodies to people here illegally while the border is basically open, because, of course, that will incentivize waves of new people to come into the country. But as you know, Kevin, that's exactly what the Democrats want. Yeah. They want that. So that's their goal, I think.
And I'm going to go so far as to say I don't think they'd be all that upset if maybe those driver's licenses got confused for legal identification at voting booths.
Of course, they would love that.
We miss one or two here or there, but here's the thing, I've not been able to get a good answer on this. So I asked this on Twitter yesterday. Why are Democrats so uninterested in the documents that the people have who are coming across the border? But once they're inside the border, they want to make sure that they can give them a document. Why do they need the document once they're in? Why don't just say to, you know, whoever pulls you over, hey, I'm an undocumented. And why can't they just let them off? Oh, you're driving. You don't have a license. But, you know, we didn't ask you for any kind of identification when you came in. So here, just keep on driving. Go kill some people, run them over, whatever. We didn't care about it enough to stop it when you were coming. Why should we care about it now that you're here?
Right. Well, they don't care about documents at the border because they just want to let everyone in. And to your point, they also have been allowing illegal immigrants to fly on airplanes without proper documentation. TSA and multiple airports in Texas have been ordered to basically let these migrants onto planes without documents and fly them into the interior of the country. So they don't care about documents there either. But once these people get to the blue states where they relocate or wherever they relocate, even the red states, then the Democrats want them to have documentation so that they can be, welcomed into our society and become part of our communities where they can eventually most likely vote.
Then why don't you just vote? Here, just vote. I don't need to know. Just vote. Just here's a ballot. Just walk
it's
in
so
there and just hit the D, you know, the button that says D. Just hit that button and then just come out and give me the thing. And then just vote. You know, just vote. That's an interesting going to be slant on it because, of course, everybody in New York State saying, oh, no, our legislation is going to prevent that. You know, it's going to be bulletproof. There's no way we're going to be able to allow them to vote. And I'm like, OK, yeah, whatever. Hey, let's talk about this.
Coming from the same Democrats, by the way, who say that voter ID is racist.
And you know what? It's the same group of people that are killing their own citizens in post-abortive abortions. But they're importing voters from other places around the world. I mean, the Democratic Party is a psychotic party that has provable psychosis in how they think because they are constantly contradicting their own positions on things.
Yep. And here's the thing, though, Kevin. I can't see how this line of attack and this narrative from the Democrats is going to play in their favor in 2020. I just don't see how any American citizens are going to be mobilized to go vote for Democrats on this platform of like letting the entire third world into the country, opening our borders, raising taxes. Maybe I'm naive in saying that, but I just don't see how that agenda is going to motivate American citizens to go vote en masse for Democrats.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, it's going to be something that they're going to have to import a lot more. But maybe that's why Donald Trump, you know, kicking his party off this week. And I was there. Maybe that's why he was able to raise $25 million in 24 hours. And that's four times the amount of money that any Democrat raised in the first 24 hours of their campaigns. Maybe American people, maybe not showing up in polls, but maybe they are plenty ticked off about all of this and they're ready to put an end to it.
And Donald Trump is the only Republican willing to call out the Democrats for exactly what they are. So
yeah.
People are glad to finally have a fighter who's calling out the problems and calling out the left. And that's exactly why they're so motivated. And that's why Republicans are so enthusiastic about Trump in a way that Republicans haven't been enthusiastic about a candidate in a long time. I mean, you didn't see Republican voters this excited about George Bush when he ran for re-election or Mitt Romney. Trump is a different kind of candidate.
Nope, totally. Read her on KristenBTate.com. All of her columns appear there. She's a contributor for The Hill. Watch her on television. Read her Twitter. Kristen, always good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, as always, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio. We push on. Alliance Defending Freedom and the Cross headline today. Stay with us.